Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, there are some pieces of music that, you know, you've heard them so much, you're just sick to death of them. Like if I hear Hotel California one more time. But there are other pieces of music that stir the blood, and I never get tired of hearing. Like the opening theme for this program. Even on a, dare I say it, even on a Monday.
Why so down?
Why are you so down?
Why are you so down? What's up?
Mondays.
I suck.
Suck, 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 suck,
yeah.
Suck.
Mondays suck.
Yeah, no Sherlock.
But.
Tide wait for no man.
Time waits for no man and all that.
Gotta get back to work.
I gotta get back to work.
Hit it.
That is correct.
Yes, indeed. Mondays are nowhere near as good as Fridays. We certainly know that. Here we go, getting underway with the Easter Monday edition, the Bobby Mac Show. Hope you had a wonderful Easter weekend. Ours was very, very nice. Weather turned nice. A little chilly starting out. If you were out there at sunrise services, needed to bundle up because it was a bit nippy, down to what, about 40, 41 degrees, something like that. But turned out to be a lovely day. So here we go, getting underway for another entire work week. That's right. I will be here the entirety of this week and the entirety of next week as well, which I don't know what the reaction to that will be. Yeah, well, it is what it is, right? Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Crank my mic just a hair, if you would, Moneypenny, because I'm dealing with the sinus-related stuff. Pollen is real high, tree pollen and mold and all that stuff, and it seems to have a deleterious effect on my pipes. So my apologies for that. It'll be okay. Moneypenny said she had that yesterday, but she whacked a little Flonase up there and took care of that. I'll have to try that. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307 and my email address bob@1063word.com. I knew it. I knew it. It was not going to be long before text messages like this started popping up. Okay, Bobby Mac, just where were you playing golf this last Friday? And I knew that the conspiracy theorists would immediately go to work because, of course, Donald J. Trump played golf on Friday with El Rushpo, who was also off on Friday. Okay. Alexi Thompson also played with him. You need a foursome for golf. I have no comment. I know nothing. Also on the text line, Bobby, where is Jim and who is this guy who's filling in for him? Bobby, happy Earth Day. Did you celebrate by declaring vegan and composting your herbal garden? No. Well, neither did I. Laugh out loud. Gotcha. Yesterday, of course, was a tragic day in Sri Lanka, where now the other shoe has dropped, and we know that it was our friends of the Religion of Peace who were responsible for half a dozen church bombings. I don't know if you saw the tweets that came out from those dedicated Christians, Barack Hussein Obama, who had to be reminded years ago, remember, by Curious George Stephanopoulos doing that interview with Obama. And Obama says, well, I know people attacking me about my Muslim faith. And Curious George interjects and interrupts him and says, you mean you're Christian? Oh, yeah, about my Christian faith. And Hillary, she's another devout worshiper. Well, Hillary and Barack are being roundly criticized for their apparently coordinated decision. Well, look, they all run from the same playbook. We know that. From their apparently coordinated decision to not use the word Christian, can't use that word, to describe the victims of the Easter Sunday bombings in Sri Lanka, which targeted three Catholic churches, among other targets. Some even speculated whether Obama's and Clinton's decision was intended to undermine the Christian faith in the U.S., something that is a 24/7, 365 project for the Democrats. Instead of using the word Christians, Obama and Clinton referred to the victims of the attacks as Easter worshipers. Easter worshipers. So what were these people worshiping? Were they worshiping Reese's peanut butter Easter eggs? What were they? Oh, that's right. They were worshiping one of the holiest days in the Christian calendar. The fact that three churches were targeted would suggest to a rational observer that Sri Lanka's Christian minority was specifically targeted by the attackers. Turns out that's the case. It was a more radical Islamic jihadist. Unsurprisingly, Obama and Clinton weren't the only Democrats who artfully avoided the word Christian. Offering a possible explanation, one Twitter wit argued that Obama and Clinton may have been correct to not specifically name Christians, since Easter coincides with other holidays on the island. This person on Twitter also referred to Sri Lanka by its previous name, Ceylon, during its British colonial days. Then again, regardless, we imagine we'll be revisiting this in a few months when the annual War on Christmas cranks up, goes into high gear. Also in on the text line, Bobby, just what is your opening instrumental theme from? We don't get as many requests to identify it now as we used to because I've used it for years and years, but it is the opening theme music from the John Adams miniseries. Rob Lane is the composer, and that's the main title theme from the John Adams miniseries. Played on HBO, a decade or more ago, and just replayed recently on HBO. Bobby, what kind of reaction did you expect from a Muslim and a communist? Referring to Obama and Clinton. Bobby is a former pastor and army chaplain. I'm confused. What other religions worship Christ risen from the dead? From SMA. Well, no, they weren't celebrating that at the other churches. They were celebrating, you got me, I don't know what, some other holiday. I'm starting to think that Johnny Carson worked more than Bobby Mack. Yeah, but Johnny made substantially more money. Yeah, I should hire, Bombastic, what was the guy's name? Jeez, I just read his book, too. Bushkin, that's it. Bombastic Bushkin, who was Johnny Carson's lawyer. Quarter after three here on the Bobby Mack Show. You remember the encounters with government agents at the Bundy Ranch and other things out west? There's another one now. The FBI has arrested the leader of an armed civilian group who was stopping illegals and holding them until the Border Patrol could get there. Have the details on this and more and a border update. That's next here on the Bobby Mac Show on Monday.
Excellent.
In on the text line, Bobby, you're here all this week and all of next week. I guess Jimbo is taking vacation time from working so much for you. that could be it. That could be it. 3:21 here on the Bobby Mac Show. You all remember, as I mentioned going to the break, what happened with the encounters between Bureau of Land Management, the BLM, at the Bundy Ranch, and a number of other encounters with government agents out west. This from the Epoch Times today. I was waiting for another news site to do a story on this because the only story I'd seen so far was on Reuters, leftist, and I knew that they would spin it, so I waited for somebody else to write about it with the details. The FBI on April 20th arrested the leader of an armed civilian group that is stopping illegal aliens after they crossed the U.S.-Mexico border into New Mexico. Larry Hopkins, 69, also known as Johnny Horton, was arrested in Sunland Park, New Mexico, on a federal complaint charging him with being a felon in possession of firearms and ammunition, according to a statement by the FBI. You may have seen this gentleman's picture on the web. It looks as if they did some kind of search to find the most disparaging picture of Mr. Hopkins as they possibly could. They said, you know, find me a picture of this guy. It looks like, you know, a mugshot for a serial killer. Okay, fine, we got one. Jim Benvey, a spokesman for UCP, the United Constitutional Patriots, the armed civilian group, said, we're not worried about it. He's going to be cleared. This group has detained more than 5,600 illegal aliens in the past 2 months. 5,600 in 2 months. That's 5,600 illegals that we are left to assume would otherwise have dispersed to parts unknown anywhere in America. Benvey blamed the arrest on political pressure from New Mexico's Democratic governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, who ordered an investigation into the group after the American Civil Liberties Union accused the UCP of illegally detaining the illegal aliens. Wait a minute. Accused the UCP of illegally detaining the illegal aliens. Wouldn't any detaining of illegal aliens be, by definition, legal? They are here illegally. If you are detaining them, you are following the law. The ACLU advocates for a range of far-left causes, including the defunding of ICE. Hopkins is identified as the national commander of the UCP, which has had about a half dozen members camped out on a rotating basis near Sunland Park since late February. Many of these individuals, by the way, are military veterans. UCP describes itself as a patriot group helping the U.S. Border Patrol cope with record numbers of Central American families crossing the border seeking asylum. And I would say if they detained more than 5,600 illegals in the past 2 months, their help would have been appreciated, you would think. Benvey said, and I quote, "We are here to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. We uphold this cause against all enemies, foreign and domestic, which shall infringe upon the rights of the citizens given by the Constitution." That's a description of the group's, I guess you'd call it a mission statement, on their Facebook page. UCP members dress in camo and carry rifles for self-defense. Good idea. Because you think there's any gun smuggling as well that goes on across the border? How many times have we seen Border Patrol agents who are outgunned by whatever faction maybe attempting to illegally cross, whether it's gun runners for the cartels or whatever it may be, and they've got fully automatic weapons that they're using. Videos posted online by the group show members telling migrants to stop, sit down, and wait for agents to arrive. That would be from the Border Patrol. Crowdfunding sites PayPal and GoFundMe on April 19th, that was the day before the arrest happened. You don't think there's any coordination here, do you? Crowdfunding sites PayPal and GoFundMe on April 19th barred the group from collecting donations, citing policies not to promote hate or violence. How is upholding the Constitution, stopping these illegals, telling them to sit down and wait for the Border Patrol to get there, how is that promoting hate or violence? Oh, I see, it's racist. Right. The ACLU, without offering any evidence, called the UCP a fascist militia. These people on the left, they love to throw out the accusations of being fascists when they themselves are, if they would take a look in a mirror, they would see the fascists. Quote, today's arrest by the FBI indicates clearly that the rule of law should be in the hands of trained law enforcement officials, not armed vigilantes. New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas said in a statement about the arrest. On April 18th, Balderas advised the group to not take the authority reserved for law enforcement into their own hands. They're not. They're not arresting anybody. They're not stopping them and saying citizens arrest and taking them to some private jail or forcing them even to go back across the border. They're telling them to sit down and wait for the Border Patrol to get there and process them. Hopkins was previously arrested in Oregon in 06 on suspicion of impersonating a police officer and being a felon in possession of a firearm, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Boy, there's a reputable source for information. Everybody at the top in the Southern Poverty Law Center has now been forced out from this group of leftist green mailers for their own racist practices in not promoting any African Americans or anybody else of color within their own organization. SPLC, a far-left group best known for its controversial hate watch list. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement it doesn't support citizens taking law enforcement into their own hands and instead encourages the public to be its eyes and ears on the border. Ben V said the UCP was doing just that and has the support of local Border Patrol and police. Mostly military veterans, UCP members carry weapons for self-defense and at no time pointed guns at migrants, which they have been accused of. Despite having funding sources cut off, Ben V said the group's online support had swelled since it came under attack this week. Its Facebook followers have more than doubled since April 17th. Ben V said the group would probably leave if told to by state police. However, if the order violated the group's constitutional rights, the UCP would sue the state of New Mexico. Ben V said, in closing, there's not going to be any standoffs. This isn't the Bundy Ranch, referring to the 2014 armed confrontation with BLM, Bureau of Land Management in Nevada. Now, there's more in our border update for today. What would you think about Mexican troops on U.S. soil? Yeah, you probably would think what I think. What in the you-know-what are they doing here? And when you hear what they did here, you will be outraged, as I was. That and more is on the way. 3:30, time for us to check in with Patrick in the News Center coming up next, and I'm right back on the other side here on Monday.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 3:36 now, 24 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Quick glance at the text line, 71307. Bobby, isn't that known, what's going on the border with this UCP group? Isn't that known as a citizen's arrest, or as the left refers to it, vigilantism? Yeah, and that is the word the left uses. Look, if this group was armed and was shooting at illegals trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border, that would be, to me, that would be acting as vigilantes. But doing what they're doing, holding them for the Border Patrol to get there, seems to me as if they are merely helping them in their job. Bob, I don't think illegal means to them what we think it means. There you go. Bobby, I saw a sign going towards Spartanburg that said, "Heavy traffic. I find this offensive. My brother and I may have gained a few pounds, but don't call me heavy. I'm thinking about suing the state for insensitivity." That's something we know something about here because, of course, I am the president of Insensitivity University for Non-Politically Correct Studies. Bobby, why was that border militia guy arrested? He was only doing the job our federal government doesn't want or can't do. See what I did there? Yeah, I do. Bobby, Johnny Carson may have worked more, but would have struggled to play as much golf. Excellent point. Bobby, in quotes, "Easter worshipers, crooked Hillary Rodham Kankles pantsuit Clinton, not winning the presidency is no mystery." Yeah, no kidding. As Bugs might have said,
"What a maroon. What an ignoramus."
Yeah. What a nincow poop. Bobby, when the guy killed all the Muslims in New Zealand, everybody lined up to turn in their assault rifles. Will the Muslims in Sri Lanka now line up to turn in their suicide vests? Yeah, here you go. This is the Ilhan Omar description of if she had tweeted about what happened in Sri Lanka yesterday. Ilhan Omar would have tweeted, "Some people did something to some people in some location on a certain day." Right. Bobby, have you used your opening theme music as long as Limbaugh has his? No. No, he has me outnumbered by about 4-1 on that because Limbaugh's been on since, what, 1988? I think it was when he went into syndication, and when he did, he's been using the same piece of theme music ever since. So, no, he's far and away got me outnumbered on that. Bobby, that's nothing, referencing the group at the border. The left wants homeowners to welcome illegals that break in and help themselves to their kitchen. Ridiculous. Can't tell you. Well, I have told you. You heard it from their own lips. Now, these people who live on the border, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico. When I was up in Washington, interviewing a lot of these people, come downstairs in the morning and find illegals sitting in your living room. Find dead bodies in your yard. It's horrific what's going on down there. Absolutely horrific. Now then, how about this from the Washington Examiner today? Armed Mexican troops disarmed two U.S. soldiers while they were on the American side of the border, U.S. defense officials have said. U.S. Northern Command said in a statement that, quote, 5 to 6 Mexican military personnel questioned two U.S. Army soldiers who were conducting border support operations this month. The U.S. soldiers were in an unmarked Customs and Border Protection Vehicle, that's CBP, near the southwest border near Clint, Texas. Officials confirmed that the Mexican troops were armed with what seemed to be rifles. Oh, you mean assault rifles? Mexican troops had assault rifles? They raised their weapons when they saw the two U.S. soldiers and then took a pistol from one and put it in the CBP vehicle. That's a soldier's vehicle. According to officials talking to the Clinton News Network, the two Americans obliged, quote, in an attempt to de-escalate a potential volatile situation. I guarantee you they weren't Marines. Want my weapon? Yeah. Come and take it. The statement continued, throughout the incident, the U.S. soldiers followed all established procedures and protocols, statement said. So it's standard procedure and protocol if you're confronted by soldiers from another nation on American soil to give up your weapons? The two U.S. troops were on the south side of the security perimeter, but north of the Rio Grande, and thus were in the United States. Pentagon and Department of Homeland Security officials demanded an explanation from the Mexican government. Boy, don't you know that has them shaking like maracas in Mexico City? Ooh, we got an angry letter from Homeland Security. And look, here's another angry letter from the Pentagon. God, we have turned into such a bunch of wusses. An inquiry by CBP and DOD revealed that the Mexican military members believed that the U.S. Army soldiers were south of the border. Well, I don't care what their rationale is. Number one, the Mexican army or whatever it was needs to teach their troops to be able to use a compass and a GPS. Though they were south of the border fence, U.S. soldiers remained in U.S. territory north of the actual border. God. And look, you know, I get it. I'm sure that these two U.S. soldiers, whatever branch of the military they were representing, were thinking to themselves, you know, do we really want to trigger an international incident? And I use that word deliberately. Or are we just going to try and defuse this? And they made what realistically is probably the right choice in that situation, but man, does it look bad. This is as weak as, I remember during the Obama administration, one of our Navy river patrol boats that they use out in the Gulf of Hormuz was captured by some Iranians in their speedboats, which is about the extent of the Iranian Navy. They've got these speedboats, and that's about it. And the pictures that came back of the sailors on their knees with their hands behind their heads. Boy, I'm telling you. It reminds us of the words of Theodore Roosevelt, who said, speak softly but carry a big stick. And now our military speaks softly and puts their hands behind their heads, gives up their weapons. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mack Show. Quick break here and then be right back as we roll on here on Monday. Bob McLean. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 3:49 now. It's 11 before four here on the Bobby Mack Show on Monday. Let's go to the phones for the first time today. Get them up and running. Toby is first up here. He is in Clinton. Hi, Toby, and welcome to the show.
How's the Big Mac doing today?
So far, so good. Not bad for Monday, actually. I like
that. It's pretty Monday.
Yeah, you know it is. When the weather turns like this, it brightens everybody's mood, I think, mine included.
nice day for a round of golf, ain't it?
It would be, but I had a previous commitment.
Uh-oh. Well, hit it tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I was going to tell you that, you know, I need to tell you, give you a little bit of an education. You know what an Easter worshiper is, don't you? That's when you go to the attic and you dust off your Easter bunny and sit him in the living room and you pass around Easter eggs and watch Bugs Bunny cartoons.
I guess that is what an Easter worshiper is, yeah. By the way, have you seen the video on Drudge and all over the internet, the guy in the Easter bunny costume just wailing on this couple? Easter bunny beats him up?
Oh, Lord, I got to check that out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was living in earlier yesterday where that Cortez or Cornez or whatever her name is.
Right.
Just planning on help doing that thing about impeaching Trump on nothing. How can you impeach when nobody's done anything?
Well, you know, Mark Levin was on Fox, I guess it was yesterday, and he was making the point, all of this stuff, the overarching point he made was part one of the Mueller report talked about how their lengthy investigation, $30 million worth, found no collusion with the Russians. So they then turned immediately, of course, to obstruction of justice, as if there was any. Number one, Trump did not obstruct justice by firing Mueller. Number two, it would not have been obstruction of justice if he did fire Mueller, because Mueller was an employee of the Department of Justice, and the executive branch and the president is his boss.
Well, why didn't they ever bring Mueller up on any charges when he leaked all that information to his friend?
He's too well protected, you know.
And like you said earlier about Teddy Roosevelt that speaks softly and carry a big stick.
Yeah.
Well, my daddy was a Republican. He believed in speaking firmly and carrying a .38.
I go a caliber or two higher. I go with the 1911 model Colt.
I'm good.
Yep. Hard to go wrong. Thanks, Toby. I appreciate the call. This whole business, you know, Trump's lawyer said that the president told him this. None of this was actionable stuff. None of it ever happened. So how can you try and make the case that you're going to impeach a president for actions that he never took? That's like my saying to Moneypenny, you know, Moneypenny, I'm a little short on cash right now. I think I'll go rob a bank. And Moneypenny says, no, that's probably not a good idea. You better wait for payday. And so then I get charged with thinking about robbing a bank. Is thinking about doing something and actually committing the crime, are those not two entirely different things? But look, you know, look at the way they immediately, they did a 180. They've forgotten all about collusion with Russia. They also conveniently forgot about the real collusion with Russia, with Hillary and the DNC hiring Fusion GPS to go out and get Christopher Steele to phony up some dossier with a bunch of outrageous claims. And you know who else contributed in putting that dossier together? Bruce Orr's wife, who was employed at Fusion GPS. But nothing to see there, right? No, we ignore all that. We ignore Trump's predecessor in the White House, the sainted Barack Hussein Obama, saying to the puppet pawn of Russia at the time when Putin was taking leave between one presidential term and another, saying, on the open mic, and Obama says, yeah, tell Vladimir that after the election, I'll have more room to maneuver. Yeah, there's no collusion going on there either, right? Jeez. But, you know, they have to have a message and they have to continue to beat the drum. But this discussion, fine, go ahead. Proceed with impeachment. See where it gets you. Meantime, the president is suing some of these Democrats, which I think is great. He ought to sue them personally so that they have to run to George Soros to get money to pay for their legal fees. It's ridiculous. Absurd on its face. In on the text line, if you've ever seriously considered committing a crime, you're likely to show up guilty on a polygraph test. Not me. I've been fluttered, as they say, and know how the box works. Bob, can't we put Madonna in jail? She said she thought about blowing up the White House. Bobby, I think Hillary and Obama calling us Easter worshipers, or the people in Sri Lanka Easter worshipers, was a deliberate insult. Easter, of course, an ancient pagan fertility goddess. Bob just saw on Fox News a comedian won the election as president in Ukraine. As one of your opening credits says...
What?
Yeah, right. Bob, Mexican soldiers found themselves out gunning two U.S. soldiers and capitalized on it for propaganda purposes, most likely at the behest of the Mexican government. Sorry, Bobby, but how do you forget what side of the blankety-blank river you're on? Did the Mexicans not realize they crossed our border when they crossed the Rio Grande? Bobby, the international incident was triggered by Mexico, not by the U.S. Exactly right. Yeah, and somebody else remembered this previous incident. Bobby, this is like those Navy wimps who surrendered to the Iranians and ended up with the females donning Islamic garb. Bobby, not the first time the Mexican army has crossed over with weapons. Yeah, but in the past, we made them pay for it. Bobby, there's a warm smell of colitas rising up through the air. Oh, wait. Sorry. That's just pollen.
Don't!
Hour number one is rolled on past. Stand by. Second hour of the Bobby Mack Monday edition is on the way next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.